Community News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House Ways and Means Committee has voted along party lines to publicly release a report on Donald Trump's tax returns. The panel's top Republican, Kevin Brady, warns it'll have
severe consequences far beyond this president.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports Congress could get a visit tomorrow from Ukraine's president.
Three AP sources confirmed Vladimir Zelensky's highly sensitive trip, which they say could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit said to include an address to Congress Wednesday and a meeting with President Biden.
U.S. officials say a $1.8 billion military aid package for Ukraine is expected to be announced tomorrow to include, for the first time, a Patriot missile battery. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court not to lift asylum restrictions put in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19 before Christmas. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The federal government acknowledged in its response to the Supreme Court on the issue that the end of Title 42 will likely lead to disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings, but asked the court to reject efforts by a group of conservative-leaning states to keep Title 42 in place. Those states have warned of an unprecedented calamity at the southern border.
An extradition hearing in the Bahamas tomorrow for the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX.
Sam Bankman-Fried will have a hearing in a Bahamian court on his possible extradition to the U.S. in the coming days to face criminal charges related to the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. On Monday, Bankman-Fried's lawyer said he had agreed to be extradited to the U.S., but the necessary paperwork had not yet been written up. It's not clear when Bankman-Fried's extradition could occur once it is approved by the Bahamian court. U.S. prosecutors allege he played a central role in the rapid collapse of FTX and hid its problems from the public and investors. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. An Associated Press investigation has found police around the world are seizing on mass surveillance technology mobilized for coronavirus contact tracing to use for other purposes. Correspondent Jennifer King has details.
Citizens believed government officials needed their private data to deploy new tech, like cell phone apps and facial recognition technology, to help stop the spread of coronavirus early in the pandemic. The AP has found authorities shared the data with law enforcement and spy agencies, targeted communities, and halted travel for activists. In Jerusalem last year, Israel's Internal Security Agency used contact tracing to send threatening texts to hundreds of Arabs, many of whom say they just lived or worked in an area near a mosque where there was civil unrest.
Somebody put a target on you.
Gilgan Moore is an attorney with the Association for Civil Rights in Israel.
Something that is unacceptable in a democracy.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.